This morning I'm joined by Simon Carswell of the Irish Times. We're going to talk about the success of antigen testing in meat plants. You'll remember, of course, meat plants were one of the early high-risk environments for the spread of COVID-19. Simon, what's been happening in the meat plants in the last 9 months or so?
In the last 9 months, they've been using antigen testing quite a bit to see and to catch potential cases of COVID and to remove workers from the workforce where there's a possibility of creating super spreader events. So meat plants have been a problem setting for the spread of COVID. Last year, they were reasoned for the lockdown in three counties. So the Department of Agriculture looked at the possibility of introducing antigen testing, and they did a pilot scheme last January, and they tested about 5,000 workers across 17 meat plants, and they discovered that they compared antigen testings and then the PCR testings. The PCR tests are the gold standard tests, the standard tests used by the HSE, which are more accurate. But when they compared the antigen test results and the PCR test results of those 5,000 workers, they found that 41 people tested positive in both tests. But when they found that they took out, they adjusted the infectability of the people who tested positive in the PCR, and they found that if they took out the people that perhaps were infective in the past or were had a high level of positivity, when they took them out, the antigen tests were quite accurate. That 4 out of 5 tests were picked up by the PCR, so the antigen tests were found to have a place in meat plants and could be used to take out infected people quickly so that they would prevent them spreading.
This study, Simon, and the results that you're bringing to us this morning, this is overseen by the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, the Department of Agriculture had been carrying out this testing. It's been going on since the pilot was done in January. They introduced it in March, and they've been testing about 4,000 workers in meat plants every week. And there's about 25,000 workers altogether, but they have found that the antigen testing has been useful to catch people who have COVID and who wouldn't necessarily have been picked up, and people who are asymptomatic and not showing symptoms. So it has been shown to be very effective. Dr. Donald Salmon, who's Assistant Secretary of the Department, he's in charge of their laboratories division, he said it's perfectly good enough at preventing the spread of COVID-19 in meat plants. He said that because of the circulation of chilled air, that encourages the transmission of virus. But he said the antigen tests allow the companies to move in and take out people who could transmit and infect people. So it's not as sensitive as the PCR test, he said, but it's a good measure of infectivity.
And will that experience now help underpin a wider use of antigen testing? We know it's going to have an enhanced role in other areas now.
Yeah, well, public health officials have been reluctant to introduce antigen testing, they say, because it's not as accurate or as sensitive as PCR. They have been reluctant to use it now, but the government has embraced it as part of this new response to COVID-19. So where people who are close contacts of infected cases and they're asymptomatic, they will be sent these antigen tests to see if they have the virus. So there is a place for antigen testing. The Department of Agriculture has shown that it does work in certain settings, and it is a risk reduction tool, and it has a place in tackling COVID-19 in workplaces and other settings.
There we must leave it. Simon Carswell of the Irish Times, thank you for your time this morning.